You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the JRE Review, where I review Rogan's podcast in a parody style way. It's not serious. Enjoy it. Today's podcast is brought to you by kettlebells. They are neither a kettle or a bell. You can't boil water or ring them, but you can pick them up. They're very heavy, and then you become completely exhausted, but you can talk to your friends about it and show off about the fact that you did it until they think it's cool, and then they also will do it. That's right. Kettlebells. Get them. It's also brought to you by People That Hate This Podcast. Yes, you heard correctly. People That Hate This Podcast sponsored this podcast just to tell you that this podcast sucks and you shouldn't listen to them. They recommend doing almost anything else other than continuing to listen. Phew, there you go. Doing the sponsors is exhausting, I gotta say. But it's gotta be done. You know, you gotta keep the lights on, people. Today's podcast that I am reviewing is a fantastic one. Podcast 1269 with Brian Callen. Brian Callen, one of Joe's oldest friends. He should be on the podcast weekly. Just him and Joe. They're brilliant. I can't wait. I loved it. And let's start the review. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? All right, well, I'm going to start by saying it's a beautiful day here in sunny California, and it is so nice to have the sun out and have the rain away. I don't know where you are in the country or the world, but I hope that either your weather is good or you're having a great day. I really do. If you're not and you're struggling, but you get some joy out of this podcast, great. If you hate this podcast, I'd recommend not listening to it and do other things that you enjoy quite a bit more. So, Brian has a new comedy special out. Yes. Awesome. It is called Intelligent Apes or something like that. And I should know, but I didn't write it down. And I watched it and it's very, very funny. It is absolutely brilliant. He is great. He's so super animated. The way that he moves around is just hilarious. It's always like he's about to kick something. I've always liked his style. I used to be a big fan of him way back in the day on Mad TV. And like that's, we're talking fucking long time ago now, like late 90s. But he was brilliant on that. He's always been so talented. Not to mention the host of the great podcast Fighter and the Kid, which is fucking brilliant and hilarious. Oh, Complicated Apes. That's it. It's called Complicated Apes. Sorry, Brian, I forgot, but now I remembered. Most important thing is that I watched it and it was a doozy. Really, really very funny, which I already said, so I apologize. Now, it's also the number one podcast downloaded comedy special in the world. What am I saying? Am I drunk? Possibly. Possibly am. It's hard to say. You know, I met Brian one time outside of a taco joint somewhere in LA. He was driving his Tesla car, and I recognized him right away. And went and chatted with him, just said hi randomly, you know, and he was super fucking nice. Like, I saw him, like, crossing the road, he even came back across the road again, and was just super nice, and I said his comedy's great, and big fan, and, you know, he talked to me for, like, 10, 15 minutes. Really good guy, you know, and I sometimes wonder that. I'm like, if I was in the position of some of these celebrities, would I bother to, like, talk to people? I don't know. I just feel like I would be so busy. I just wouldn't have time, and I'd think most people were, like, crazy. So I don't know how nice I'd be when it came to that. Or at least, maybe not nice, but patient. You know what I mean? To, like, stand there. But it was genuine. It was, like, a real, he was really into the conversation, asking questions. And, yeah, just super fucking good guy. I can't say enough good things about him at all. They get into their conversation, and bear in mind, you know, they've known each other forever, but at the beginning of it, you notice they talk a little bit about money and stuff, and I guess Brian's not a big, he doesn't really give a shit about stuff, and I like that. You know, anybody that's in that position, like, he makes money, he has, he's on a sitcom, you know, sells out places doing comedy and has been on and off TV for some time, makes money, I'm sure, with his podcasts. Like, those are good. You know, so it's nice to have that, to hear when people have that kind of disconnect. They don't need, like, a bunch of stuff. Obviously, he has a nice house, but he doesn't really give too much of a fuck about cars and buying useless shit. And I don't know, that stuff resonates with me. It's I find that interesting. I think that's cool. And both these guys are in their 50s. And I think now definitely Brian, Joe already has. But they're talking about, you know, what they need to do to stay strong and in shape. And they kind of get into that. I think we can all take a leaf out of their book. No, a page. Sorry, a page out of their book. And see what they're doing, you know, to stay in good shape. It's a smart thing to do, you know. Joe is certainly staying. So here's a bit of a breakdown of what Joe says he does. So he takes this Athletic Greens. That's one of his sponsors. So obviously he's taking that, right? He says that's good. Get loads of greens in your Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech, some of the On It things. And then multivitamins, keeps his sugar low, intermittent fasting, resveratrol, and NMN pills. So those last two came from a podcast he did recently with the genetics specialist that recommended those two things, and I guess Joe's just pumping those in his system. NMN, he said, gives him a lot of energy. So if you're fucking low on energy, you've got to have some cash because this supplement's not cheap. But check it out. Check it out. And then the carnival diet. What do you guys think about that? It sounds nuts to me. Well, it sounds nuts in the way that I just could not imagine only eating meat all the time. Doesn't sound like the worst. I mean, it's definitely better than an all carrot diet, that's for sure. But just like steak, that's it. Steak and water. Whew, I don't know. I think I get exhausted eating steak all the time. Will you get sick of it? I'm not sure. But it seems to be doing a lot for these people. Is the science there? Who knows? But people swear by it. So if you've got some major ailments and nothing seems to be working and it's like autoimmune and other things, you know, it might not be the worst thing you could try out. I'm curious. I wish I knew somebody doing it. I wish I knew them well and I gotta ask them, see how they cook their steak so they don't get bored. You probably don't care. You know, if people have had a lot of really bad autoimmune issues, they probably don't give a fuck by then about whether they have to eat steak every day. They just don't want like horrendous rashes and achy bones and a lot of inflammation, all the rest of it. So, and lastly, Joe's banging on about getting on testosterone replacement. He wants Brian to do the same. He's at that age. Like, pump it in your system. I think that's going to get really common. You know, I think it sounds a little weird now in the sense of like, oh, someone's doing a kind of a steroid. But at the same time, it's prescribed. It's legal. If it helps people. I mean, what do you want to be? You want to have old man bod or you want to have jacked old man bod? I mean, I think that's going to be the way of the future. Just jacked old men walking around. Grandpas with six packs. Like, we're probably not far away from it. I'm telling you. You know, we're probably living in a world where soon we won't even have ugly people anymore. It will be genetically changed and people are going to be, everyone's going to be beautiful. I mean, for sure. Right? So why not be jacked? I guess you still got to work out. So I guess if you don't work out a lot, I don't know if testosterone replacement would be a good idea. You'd probably get a lot of boners, but I don't know if the rest of it works. You just be angry, maybe just full of testosterone and angry as fuck. Who knows? Who knows at all? Oh, they did get very high on this podcast, which I enjoyed. I didn't know that Brian smoked all that much weed. I guess he's a bit of a lighthead, but he did seemed to get pretty fucking high on this one, so that was quite funny. He kept it together, though. He's a professional, but, you know, both of them getting high, getting silly. I liked it a lot. And then they talked about my favorite part of it, which I think is really important, that Joe wants him on more, right? So Brian does come on for the Fight Companion podcast. He does like to come on for those with Brendan Schaub and Eddie Bravo and Joe, obviously, and they all get wasted. So very, very funny. But to get one-on-one time, he's not doing it enough, I don't think. I think he is a guest that should be more of a regular. I guess there's not even really regulars on Rogan, you know? I mean, there's people that, like, pop up, but nobody seems to do it all that much. who's the most regular person is probably Brian Redband, I would imagine, right? He seems to just kind of like pop in and fill in every now and again, and he seems to do it a lot. But hopefully Brian does more, because he's very funny. I always like his opinions on stuff. And they just get into all sorts, and it really makes it worth listening to. But anyway, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you listening. Check it out. Watch his damn special on Amazon Prime and iTunes and everywhere that has it. It's fantastic. It's very, very funny and worth the money. So get it now. Cheers. See you later.